You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
KMTP with Acting Out. Morena Keria, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm very well. How are you?
Good, it's nice to chat. I feel like it's been a million years since we've had a chat. And it's nice to hear about what you've been getting up to, leading up to this very cool gig that's on the horizon this weekend. You're playing alongside DC Maxwell, an enigma of Tamaki Makaurau music, yet to release anything, but definitely gathering a bit of hype along the way. How are you feeling ahead of this gig?
Oh my gosh, the hype train is so real for this gig. It's great. I'm here for it. It's going to be a really exciting show. This is the first show in a long time that I've played with my full band.
Yay!
So it's going to be pure rock show vibes. I'm ready. I'm so ready.
That is awesome. Tell us a little bit about who's in your crew, because I know it's had a few changes over the years. Who's currently in the KMTP band?
Yeah, so the band has kind of shifted. Currently, we have Matty from ex-Trustpunks fame.
Nice.
Who's joining the bill as on the guitar. So Matty's, bringing some pure emo goodness to the group, and I'm loving it. Shout out to Matty. And then we've got Zach on the bass. And we got Ali on keys. And we got Cam on the drums, but Cam for this show is actually going to be doing a little special trumpet performance.
Ooh, very nice.
So I've got my friend Arlo filling in for one song, and then Cam's going to be on the trumpet.
Cool.
Which is great, very exciting. Love trumpet. We do
love trumpet. That sounds exciting. Is that a new trumpet track, or is this trumpet that's been added to a previous KMTP song? What have you been cooking up, Kez?
The trumpet's a new addition, which I guess kind of came about when I was working on my new album. And so it was an older song that we have been playing live, but now it's being revamped because the trumpet has been immortalized on the album. So I'm like, we got to do this live now. It's got to be a thing. We need trumpet live. So yeah, so it's a new edition, never been seen before. It's going to be good. We're sounding tight.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm really excited to see this. Also, everybody you just mentioned, an amazing musician and performer in their own right. I do want to shout out Cam, though, because one of the most joyful drummers I've ever seen play. Just an absolute, joy to watch him hit the drums. Like, you've never seen someone have so much fun doing it, I reckon.
Yeah, Cam is the queen of the kit. Cam is whenever I turn around and Cam's just... having a blast. I'm like, fuck yes.
This is the vibe.
This is so great.
That's what you want from your performing band. I know you've been working away on this album for some time, Kedia. How's it looking now?
It's coming along. It's one of those things where this is the first kind of body of work that I've done where I've really felt like really proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really want to rush things. Like the album is essentially complete. I think as of probably this week or maybe next week.
Awesome.
And I think there's just going to be a good long lead time of promo and planning because there's a lot of exciting things hopefully in the works for this album.
Very cool.
So you know I'm not going to rush it. I'm just gonna let it run its course and you know kind of ferment and then hopefully you know when it comes out it'll be this great thing.
But, excellent. I mean good things take time, so we're happy to be patient for what is sounding like it's going to be a lovely album, and a bit of live music to tide us over is definitely the way to do it, especially you know it still feels quite novel I reckon to be able to see bands at the moment. I also think a novel thing is a band that's got a lot of hype about it that people haven't really heard before. Do you want to tell us a little bit about DC Maxwell? Get the listeners interested in this mysterious new artist.
Oh my gosh, DC Max, I don't even know where to start. I feel like they've already been in the scene for so long because they've had this huge impact, you know, already. DC Maxwell. Holy moly. Well, they're playing with a 12-piece band.
Wow.
Big band vibes. It's going to be a good kind of cowboy themed, real from the heart, good music. And the big band looks incredible. They've got like a little orchestral lineup, some BVs Ooh. Going on. Little rock situ on the drums and gat and bass, and yeah, I'm so excited. I've seen DC Maxwell previously in a solo capacity.
Cool.
And with a few accompanying pianist and slide guitar players. So it's been very chill, and like the songs are so emotionally charged and beautiful narratives, really, really beautiful, like Western cowboy themed narratives throughout the song. So I'm all for this live show. I think it's going to be an absolute blast.
This is exciting.
And tickets are selling very, very fast.
They are. I'm looking at Under the Radar now. There are still a couple of early bird tickets left, but I'm sure you'll be able to see the back end of that and know that there is really only a couple left. So if people do want to head along, Kedia, where do they go and get tickets? How much does it cost? What's the whole situation?
Under the Radar, $15. Early bird, I believe on the door it might be $20. I don't hold me on that, but I would get an early bird because I can't tell how many tickets we'll have on the door, but it's going to be good. Yeah, it's going to be a nice mix of crying your heart out emo and then crying your heart out Western cowboy music.
Yes.
So, you know,
the handshake of glory.
It's a good night to come and be like real emotional and hang out with your pals, I think. Yeah.
Sounds like an excellent vibe. And it's at the Mighty Wine Cellar, of course, which is always a joyful place to be. Thank you, Kedia, for chatting with us about this gig happening this Saturday, the 13th of August. We'll stick all the links in the podcast after the show. We're going to play home now, and I hope you have a fantastic show on the weekend. We'll see you there.
Thanks, see you there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going home today. It's been a long time coming. My family and friends are here for me always. And it always feels so good out here in the country.
a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.